USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Senate vote is possible today on emergency aid for Ukraine. The House approved a $40 billion package on Tuesday ahead of next week's deadline. President Biden says that's when money runs out to continue sending shipments to help Ukraine fight off Russia. And Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby tells MSNBC the United States is in this for the long haul.
We believe that the funds in this supplemental, not just from the military perspective, but humanitarian assistance, economic assistance, that'll get us probably largely through the rest of this year. A lot of it will depend, Willie, on the Ukrainians and their consumption rate.
In what sounds like a broken record, drivers are again waking up to a new record high price for gas. AAA updating the national average, it's up another penny to $4.41 a gallon, with California closing in on $6. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.